With a look at Radio Cayman's morning news, I'm Dion Anglin. In new legal guide charts, continued growth in Cayman's regulated investment fund industry. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
Cayman had 30,598 regulated mutual and private funds at the end of 2025, according to Maples Group in the Alternative Investment Funds 2026 publication. Private funds accounted for 17,722 of those registrations, compared with 12,876 regulated mutual funds. Private funds rose by 430 during 2025, while mutual funds increased by 18. Growth accelerated in the first quarter of this year. The guide records another 188 private fund registrations and 132 mutual fund registrations. Maple says private funds continue to outnumber regulated mutual funds in Cayman. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
In other local news, digital scams targeting Cayman residents are getting more sophisticated, and the RCIP's Financial Crime Investigation Unit is urging people to slow down before clicking, answering, or paying. Detective Constable Michael McNair says the fake Google Meet video calls have now moved on to audio calls, carrying a familiar local logo, and spoofed texts are being sent from what looks like local bank numbers.
There was a few people received calls purporting to be from customer service of a particular financial institution as well. And of course, some people would believe, no, they were quite believable, you know, because I heard the conversation.
McNair says scammers work by volume, chasing wealthy financial centers like Cayman, and he wants residents to report anything that feels off, even if they are embarrassed.
Act fast, don't act slow. Act fast and we will try and assist you.
Reports go to the Financial Crime Investigation Unit or to the Georgetown Police Station on Eastern Avenue. Now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. At least eight people are now known to have been killed in flooding caused by record rainfall east of the Japanese capital, Tokyo. Several areas in Chiba Prefecture are underwater with widespread damage to homes. The Indonesian president, Prabowo Subianto, has hit out at official corruption and vowed more state intervention in the economy. He delivered his annual Independence Day speech at a time when international investors are warning of falling confidence in his leadership. The spokesman for the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has defended his reference to the UK as an Islamic republic. Mr. Netanyahu made the comment on Israeli Army Radio. Activists have attempted to deliver supplies to Palestinians who've been trapped for almost a week by Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank. The group left water and snacks for two Palestinian families effectively under siege in their homes. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has suspended the counting of votes after Thursday's general election, citing reports of violence targeting polling staff. The commission said attacks in some districts had led to the theft of marked ballot papers. Chad's president, Mohamed Dabih, has pardoned the former prime minister and opposition leader, Sukse Masra, who was sentenced to 20 years in prison last year. President Dabih also pardoned eight other opposition activists convicted along with Mr. Masra on charges including organising a banned demonstration. An American missionary in Niger has been freed almost 10 months after he was kidnapped. It's not clear who captured the Christian aid worker outside his home in Niger's capital, Niamey. The Spanish government is extending the operating life of the country's biggest nuclear plant to reduce exposure to turbulent energy markets. The Almaraz plant was due to close in 2 years' time, but it will now operate until 2030.
That's it for Radio Cayman's 7 o'clock morning news. I'm Dion Anglin.